From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I'm so fickle. I ply them with a nice dinner, and afterwards I hold them gently, caress them softly, tell them how pretty they are, then I move right on to the next one. I know it sounds like no way to treat a lady, but not to worry. They're not ladies. They're cats. I lost my own pet cat a couple years ago, and at age 18, she did not go quietly. The carpeting in my condo is a stained and stinky memorial to her final days. So since I still love animals but have decided I'd rather ruin my free time than my carpeting, I've come up with a perfect solution. I'm now a pet sitter for other people's pooches and pussycats. I'm even willing to take on goldfish, although I draw the line at birds. A bright green parrot once called me the F-word, and I took it personally. Cat sitting requires commitment. I've spent hours brushing entitled little Persians. I've tossed rubber rodents around with rowdy tomcats. I've calmed cats so nervous about absent owners that I was scratched until I resembled a failed suicide attempt. I've climbed over fences and under sofas to recover fleeing felines, and I've enticingly waved around elaborate cat toys made of the most fascinating assortments of leather and feathers this side of Folsom Street. And that's just cats. Dog sitting requires actual walks, resulting in strangers stopping me and asking highly technical questions about the breed, like I know the answers. Or even worse, dog lovers that lunge to pet the cute doggy without asking if the cute doggy is likely to bite their hand off. Trust me, always ask first. Some of these ambush petters found out the hard way. Being a pet sitter is a little like babysitting a nephew. It's fun, and then you get to give him back when the fun wears off and the responsibility kicks in. And, unlike babysitting actual babies, pet sitting requires no diaper duty, although there are those litter boxes and pooper scoopers. But even those help me enjoy my part-time pet parenthood. It reminds me that the carpet they're ruining isn't mine. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.